Oh, come on, Chelsea. Is this about money? Because I'd be happy to pay the lease on your apartment.
It's not about money, you ass. I just think it's ridiculous that we're engaged and not living together.
Well, excuse me for being old-fashioned. I'm just not comfortable with us living in sin.
So you think we should stop having sex?
No. It's not the sin I object to. It's the living in it.
There's no reason for me to renew the lease on my apartment when I'm here every night.
And I love having you here.
You gonna eat your pickle?
You might want to have it.
Yes, I'm gonna eat my pickle. You can crawl out of this relationship whenever. But you're almost done with your sandwich, and your pickle's just sitting there.
I like to eat it last.
How very European of you.
Here's another pickle. Shut up.
So full of it. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't be living here.
I can give you several.
This ought to be good.
Go ahead. You mean right now?
Dance, monkey, dance.
Okay. Well, there's the safety issue. You should keep your apartment for the same reason that airplanes are equipped with oxygen masks and cruise ships have life rafts. You know, if the Titanic had enough life rafts, Leonardo and Kate would have lived happily ever after. Oops.
You're comparing our relationship to the Titanic?
Rump it up.
No, of course not. P.S., that was a very romantic movie. Thanks for making me watch it again.
He's still swinging. The kids got hurt.
Where are you going?
Home.
See? You just proved my point. Where would you go right now if you didn't have your own apartment? Suppose you all enjoyed listening to that?
Huh? Beg pardon? I enjoyed it. Sleep, huh?
No. This Chelsea moving in thing is really bugging me. Why are you up?
Well, I realized you were out here drinking yourself into a miserable stupor over this whole situation, and I just want to be a part of that.
Thanks.
I hate to say it, but I think Chelsea might be right.
You don't hate to say it.
Oh, did I say I hate to say it? I meant I can't wait to say it. But I did admire how you ferociously defended an unwinnable position by comparing your relationship to the Titanic. That was beautiful.
Oh, come on. Who remembers the names of boats that don't sink?
Sure. Well, I couldn't give you a Zeppelin other than the Hindenburg. Still, it was not your finest moment.
There was a time it would have worked.
Yeah, back when you were dating silicone simpletons. Unfortunately, Chelsea is too smart for your crap.
Yeah. And there's not an ounce of silicone in those babies.
Shoot. I owe Berta $5. But more to the point, why are you so afraid to have her move in?
I'm not afraid of her moving in. That's easy. Moving her out's the bitch.
So you're already assuming you're going to break up?
Oh, come on. What evidence is there to suggest that it'll end any other way?
Well, I think she's capable of a long-term commitment, and you could... change.
I don't believe that.
Nah, I was just trying to be supportive.
You're not doing a very good job.
I'm not trying very hard. Let me ask you a question. What did you think was going to happen when you and Chelsea got married?
Honestly, I never thought that far ahead. I figured we could stretch the engagement thing out for a couple of years, and by then, who knows? Maybe I'd die, maybe she'd get fat.
Well... kudos to you for not bringing that up in the argument.
It wasn't easy.
You know what you have to do, don't you?
I don't have to do anything, Alan. If not living together is a deal breaker, then she's free to break off the engagement and go on her merry way.
She most certainly is. So you know what you have to do.
Yes, I know what I have to do. Are you done torturing me?
Almost. I'm the king of the world! Okay, now I'm done.
Here.
What's this?
Alan's house key.
Why?
Because I want you to move in and I didn't have time to make a new one. Plus, it kind of pissed me off last night.
You want me to move in?
Yes. I thought about it and you were right.
Uh-huh.
Which is not to say I was wrong, but... Okay, I was wrong.
You're sure you want me to move in?
Absolutely not. But I figure, what the hell? I mean, it's gonna happen sooner or later, right?
Oh, shut up. Come on in, I'll make some coffee.
What's all this?
Let's just say I had faith in you.
Oh. Oh. Hey.
Those go upstairs in the master bedroom. Careful, they're fragile.
Okay, you and me need to talk.
I know. You didn't sign up for this. You work for me, not her, and it's bad enough you have to put up with Zippy and the chimp.
No, I like her better than you, so from now on I'm working for her.
What?
You need something, you ask her, she talks to me, we decide.
I don't get a vote?
Yeah, you get a vote. One vote out of three. Good luck with that.
Oh, boy.
Don't the colors just liven the place up?
Well, oh, boy.
Come on, I want to show you what I did in the bathroom.
Oh, boy.
What do you think?
I don't know. I have this... sudden urge to pee sitting down.
You like the new towels?
I guess. What was wrong with the old ones?
They didn't match my shower curtain.
What was wrong with my shower curtain?
Didn't match your towels.
Maybe that's how I tell them apart. Oh, please tell me that's one of those Zen sand gardens.
Know very well that's Sir Lancelot's litter box.
You brought the cat?
Of course I brought the cat. What did you think I was going to do with him?
I don't know. Return him to the wild?
You're being ridiculous.
Is it ridiculous to want the turds in my bathroom to be human?
Fine, we'll put it in the laundry room.
Near my clean clothes? Forget it.
So where am I supposed to put it?
Oh, I don't think you really want me to tell you where to put it.
Too much. Pillows, towels, shower curtains, cat crap. I don't like it. I don't need it. I don't want it.
What do you want me to do, Charlie? You want me to leave?
No. You just got here. I'll leave. It'll make more room for you and Sir Craps-a-Lot.
Charlie!
Get a good earful?
No. I did, and I don't appreciate being called Sir Craps-a-Lot.
Good. For some reason, I can't find my house key.
Hope you're happy with yourself.
Why would I start now?
Hey. How'd you find me?
Wasn't hard. When you're not volunteering to read stories to the elderly or feed the homeless, you're usually here. Bay breeze, extra pineapple.
I'm not cut out for this living together stuff, Alan. I mean, I tried. I really tried.
That's true. You gave it a whole hour and 20 minutes. Hey, now Berta owes me $5. Charlie, it's not really that difficult to live with a woman.
Says the man who's been thrown out twice.
I didn't say it wasn't hard for them.
Did you see the salt and pepper shakers Chelsea put in the kitchen?
No.
They're like these foot-high ceramic roosters with little S and P holes in their beaks.
Oh, cute. I think I saw those in the Williams-Sonoma catalog.
What am I freaking out about? A woman's been living with me for 6 years.
Cheap shot. Oh, canned pineapple.
It's not just the salt shakers. It's the fancy pillows on the bed, the fruity towels in the bathroom. And then there's the clothes and the shoes. Oh, my God, the shoes. She's got almost as many as I do. And lest we forget, she brought her big, fat, pooping cat to live with us.
As opposed to what? Having it put to sleep?
I suggested letting it go. I didn't even think of that.
The cat aside, you do know it was wrong to storm out the way you did.
Of course I know. I'm an ass, not an idiot.
One does not preclude the other. You realize this has nothing to do with the cat or the towels or the pillows, don't you?
Tell you what. Here's $20. Don't tell me what it's really about.
Boy, you're putting me in a tough spot here, Charlie. Good night. Nah, I care too much about you two kids. Here. Now, the reason you panicked is that you
This is just 20.
Is it? Oh. My mistake. The reason you panicked and ran away is that you recognize that the old Charlie is dying. But what you have to understand is he has to die in order for a new Charlie to be born.
That makes sense. Let me ask you a question.
Of course.
Does the new Charlie still have the old brother?
Absolutely. And he's here for you.
Man, I can't catch a break. So how pissed off was Chelsea when I left?
It was pretty bad at first. Did you really suggest that you do something anatomically impossible with the kitty litter box?
I didn't suggest anything. She may have inferred.
Well, regardless, I think I may have been able to smooth it over for you a little bit.
Really? Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
I said you had the emotional maturity of a 9-year-old and that she had to make allowances.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. Make it her fault.
So now all you have to do is go home, admit that you're a frightened little man who doesn't deserve her love, and beg for her forgiveness.
Groveling comes easy for you, doesn't it?
Not at first. I didn't really hit my stride till my second marriage. Oh, by the way, have you seen my house key anywhere?
Nope. Oh, Chelsea. I was such a fool. Thank God my brother talked some sense into me. Oh, Charlie. I love your brother. He's so smart and masculine, and yet his feminine side makes him sensitive and intuitive. You're right. I only tease him because I'm jealous. And secretly gay.
Oh, hello.
Don't worry. This ain't the most embarrassing thing I ever walked in on you doing.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for not making a big thing about that.
Right back at you.
You know, I really should cut down on the talking to myself.
Yes, you should. It's getting a little weird.
Son of a bitch. Can I say I'm sorry again, or are you sick of it?
Say it again. Let's see.
I'm sorry.
Nope. Still fun. And?
And I'm a big stupid jerk.
And?
And I'd really like to go upstairs and finish this apology with my mouth.
Charlie, a moment.
Not now, Alan.
Well, there's a bit of a situation, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to insist.
I better talk to him. He's about to go full fruit flying. What is your problem?
Well, I noticed you put a lot of stuff in my room, and I was wondering how long it was going to stay there.
I've been wondering the same thing about you.
Come on, Charlie. How am I supposed to live in that room if you and Chelsea are going to use it as a walk-in closet?
Tell you what. I'll give you a break on the rent.
I haven't been paying rent.
There it is!
Fine, I'll manage somehow.
Alan, wait.
What?
I need you to pull your car out of the garage.
Why?
You don't expect Chelsea to park on the street, do you?
So I have to park on the street?
You don't have to. You can park it at your place.
I don't have a place.
There it is! You can leave your clicker on the coffee table.
Wait, Charlie. If I don't have a clicker and I don't have a house key, how am I supposed to get in?
There it is!
You don't have to pee. You don't have to pee. Damn it, I have to pee.
There's plenty more.
Jake, would you pass me the chicken?
It's fish, Dad.
Hope you're not allergic to Sir Lancelot.
I'll be fine as long as he doesn't sleep on my face again.
He's a snuggler, isn't he?
Yeah. By the way, do you know if anybody rented your old apartment yet?
Actually, somebody just scooped it up.
Oh.
Why? Are you thinking of moving out?
Oh, obviously, there's not a lot of room for me here. What does a place like that go for?
$1,800 a month.
On the other hand, it's nice to be close to family.
Boy, you got no shame at all, do you?
I assume that's a rhetorical question.
Where's Uncle Charlie?
He said he had some sort of meeting.
That means poker or strip club. I'm sure it's poker.
Pizza. Hey, Gordon. Small world.
Hey, Mr. Harper, what are you doing here?
Oh, I just rented this place. Decided I needed a weekend getaway.
From Malibu?
You'd be surprised. It's crowded sometimes.
Okay. What happened to the beautiful woman that used to live here?
She lives with me in Malibu. We're engaged.
And you're hanging out here all alone?
Yep.
You know what you are, Mr. Harper?
What?
Genius.
Thanks, Gordon. Good night.
Good night.
It's nice when someone gets you. Man.
men.